So just to start off, we've got a resolution there that we require for Councillor Pearce to attend by audiovisual means. If I can have a mover, Councillor Mann, Councillor Babbage, all those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. No apologies or declarations of interest in this one? Oh no, sorry, councillors obviously getting at the. Open section of the meetings. The first report there, which is a mayoral minute, in regards to cost shifting, that being a mayoral minute, I'd like to just move that recommendation.
We might just want to suspend standing orders first at the moment, so we delay the closed section to the end of the.
Oh, okay, we can do that. Sorry, Mr. General Manager. So confirmation of minutes held in the 9th of January, if I can have a mover and a seconder for that. Councillor Mudford? Councillor Butler, thank you. Yeah, done declaration of interest. Yeah. We will move into cost shifting.
So just a motion to suspend standing orders?
Yep, if we can have a motion there to suspend standing orders, move for that. Councillor Mann, Councillor Babbage.
We're moving closed section to the end of the meeting there. Okay, staying on.
There we go. That's a mayoral minute. Is there any information that you can offer on that, Mr. Mudge?
Yeah, I'll have to speak to that. There's local government New South Wales have provided a fairly standardised approach around cost shifting, and they're seeking individual council support and representation to the state government to this old chestnut about cost shifting. They're continuing to do it, so they would like us to advocate for change. So as per the recommendation.
Thank you. That's a mayoral minute, so. Oh, I can just move that one.
Yeah.
I can move that one. Thank you. Okie dokie. Second report there is just in regards to the mayoral monthly commitments, and I'd also like to move that recommendation as well. Always in favour. So review of policies.
So there's a detailed list there. I'm going to look over the show. Here we go, I'm back online. There's a detailed list there of different policies and amendments. We'll just do them as a bulk. If there's any questions, happy to take that question. Otherwise, we'll just as per the recommendation. Guy's just correcting me there. The investment policy, Guy, did you want to speak to that one?
Oh, I can. There was a.
Yep.
I noticed there was a copy of it with the changes, just my handwritten pages on there. It's along the lines that we spoke about before when we had a workshop in here before. There's nothing different about it. It's exactly the same as it was on that day. So what we're increasing our risk a little bit by, instead of with the T-Corp policy, it was only 10% of individual triple B rated institutions. So we're saying that we increase that to 20%. That's basically it. I've took out in the policy any references to terms. We don't go over 12 months typically anyway. So I didn't see the need for that to be in the investment policy.
So looking across the board there, we did a comparison between some other councils in relation to their investment policies. We're talking about how they invest their funds into term deposits, etc. This varies slightly, but generally all very conservative along the lines that we are the objective of trying to minimise the risk of any sort of problems in the market, the financial market. So it's all with banking institutions. So it just gives us a little more scope in relation to BBB rated and the opportunity to sort of receive prices from those banks.
Just a very minor point. You refer to Neil's position as Director of Corporate Services and then his current position, so that might just need to be corrected. So it's just in through.
Should be in the list.
Yeah, it's in the list there to change. That's part of the in that table there, it says Director of Corporate Services.
Just looking at the policy, that's all.
Yeah. That policy wasn't finalised before distributing.
Yeah.
We have no further questions, councillors. We have a move and a second for that.
Yeah.
Councillor Mudford and Councillor Freeth. All those in favour?
Aye.
Rural Country Tourism Experience Strategy Information for Infrastructure Business Case.
Can someone just pop out the chaplain, please?
Okay.
Certainly created some interest in the community, this one, though, that is a consultation, which I think is fantastic that we've got such an engaged community who are prepared to give contribution. There's certainly the surrounding councils being who are involved in this project, being Warrumbungla and Canamble, certainly less engaged, where, you know, there was only a couple of people commented on, I think, in either of those council areas. So it probably lends itself, I see that as quite positive, that our community feels comfortable in being able to express their views on it. So on that note, Catherine, just watch your step there, there's a clause there. So I'll hand over to Catherine. I just gave an update as to, you know, just the engagement from our community has been positive, that in one way is that so many people felt wanting to contribute to this sort of strategy. So it's over to you.
Thank you. So with the Rural Country Tourism Experience and Strategy, we're seeking endorsement of the strategic plan, which shows an outline of how we progress with the three councils in terms of the marketing strategy. So not only just our promotions, but how local business and private business could be involved with that. So we would be looking then to take this into council's forward operational budgeting across all three councils. So we've got a session on that from next week. And the second is the business case work that was done and the quality surveyors reports on the infrastructure elements around the Rural Country business case. And they were specific to the Castlereagh River across the three regions. So for Gilgandra, that was the crossing behind the Cooey Heritage Centre, the extension of the Windmill Walk, and the boardwalk behind the Gill Library Hub. So seeking to sort of move forward with that in terms of then applying for funding opportunities that might be available. Both Canamble and Coonabarabran councils have their council meetings were last week, and they've both passed their things. So if there's any questions around the consultation or next steps.
Any councils got any questions
about Mrs. Lightman? Catherine, if this project went ahead, and I forgot, I think you told me last time, what's the ongoing maintenance cost?
Yes. So the quantity. Yeah. So the quantity surveyor report included all of the ongoing maintenance costs up to a period of 10 years, which generally funding. It requires you to do that now. From memory, if you were to go with the entire works, it was around that $500,000 ongoing. But that's based on, so when we had a look at the project works, it was up to $5 million of infrastructure, and we would only be looking at a smaller cost of that ongoing. So the, I can check the specific in the quantity surveyor, but yeah, those costs have been included. So wherever we would build in infrastructure, if we do build infrastructure, we'd build those maintenance costs into our long-term financial plans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's just my concern at the moment, is the ongoing cost to council.
Yeah.
So,
did you want me to find this?
My understanding of this, we've got a strategy that if it's good, this is what we want. Now we market that and then we move to the next stage of determining by grant funding at the moment what projects we wish to pursue.
Yeah. And through, with Mr. Mayor, with the Deputy Mayor, the business case is provided to us in an Excel format. So we are able to tailor the infrastructure works, whether for the three regions or ourselves, based on what we would like to apply for. So that includes the quantity survey, the business case and quantity surveyor report. So we can apply for, you know, 500,000 component of that or a larger component.
We can go separate to the other councils too. So if we,
correct,
if they're not ready to go and we are, we can go.
Yeah, from this point onwards, the intention to partner fund at Rara Rainbow, I don't think we've done our collaboration with the adjoining shires in that sort of thing. When the green opportunities will be competing against other shires on that sort of thing.
And so this was just the initial concepts as well, wasn't it? So the next stage would see further development of that planning.
So these are concept designs only.
Project by project.
Yeah. We can do project by project.
Yeah, and we only move into detailed designs once we got into, like, yeah.
And you had the funding.
Yeah, build that in. And I'll just clarify those maintenance costs from an ongoing perspective. So by a year, you'd be looking more around $160,000 for maintenance costs. And then so... then renewal and replacement costs would come in around year 10. So that's on page of the T cubed, page 6. There can be a review there. So if you're looking over a 5-year period, that 500,000 over a 10-year period.
And that's if we were to take on the whole project.
So that's based on the 5 million of capital costs. So, and that's basically the whole lot. So if we were doing smaller aspects, which I assume we'd approach in a staged approach, we'd be minimal. But it has all been costed out from a maintenance and renewal perspective from that QS. And again, the QS, we've got the final report with the date, but we also have the Excel so that we can update that by, you know, CPI increases or increasing costs.
Is that being broken down into stages, like, say, the crossing behind the Heritage Centre, so the costing to maintain that per annum, and say, for instance, take the cost of maintaining the walk way and the cost of the beach, is that split into that, or is it just a snapshot of the whole show?
It's a snapshot in general, but what we can do with the percentages is show what the cost of that would be and what the maintenance would likely be as part of it. So there is assumptions that has been made as part of the detailed report that we've got as well.
Yeah.
But it is, as I said, it on page 6 of here, it's more just from an overall capital cost of 5 million or thereabouts.
And informing the community in one of the recommendations there that we recognise the submissions, how are you proposing that we do that?
Yeah, so in all the submissions have come through digitally, so I would propose that we respond digitally with those, update the frequently asked questions, which was attached to this report also, to answer some of the other questions that were raised. And there was also discussion around having a live social media discussion on site, just to show what, particularly around the misconception of what the town beach entails, and just showing what area might be cleared in terms of the weeds and where the accessibility under there could go, as opposed to some of the comments refer to, you know, the permanent water body or the safety. So it's really just on-site being able to show what that would look like. So that would propose us.
And to avoid any misleading sort of information. The beach area is designed to just give, it's currently used for that sort of purpose anyway, so it's really designed to just try to clean that up a little bit to get better access to it, clean a bit of the bunker out and just sort of just make that area a bit more accessible for people if they want to take their kids down and do a bit of fishing or want to paddle kayak or something like that. It wasn't intended to be Bondi or the West. It was really intended to just make that, you know, the river is a nice spot, and it's just trying to make that space a little bit more user friendly.
Yeah, you often see people down there, young people down there having lots of fun in water, so.
Yeah, been down there myself, my kids and I have been down there.
Well, it's funny, it seems to be the most criticism or the most angst that's getting shot at me is that area.
Yep.
Everything else is pretty positive, but that area there is not very popular.
I think there's some misconception as to the concept behind this.
It's probably underestimated that the drawings would be taken so literally. But anyway, that's the intention, and that's what Clara and Catherine will clarify, that the use of that area is to be, you know, encourage people. We want people to be using the river, but we do need to sort of have a little bit, you know, a bit user friendly and a bit more accessible for people. When I say accessible, we don't have to climb through Kibungi and hop over brown snakes and whatnot to get to it. You know, just sort of just be able to walk along with the beach and the kids in.
Play.
There's a dip in there, but I made those recommendations one before, one amendment on number one.
Yes.
So it's council note instead of consider council note community submissions.
Can we have a fifth one to congratulate Catherine on the work she's done as
Catherine
award winner?
Catherine and her team. Yes, sir. Could you rephrase that, Paul?
Better consider that.
I'll second them.
Do you want that
noted? Oh, yeah. No,
have you?
We congratulate
Catherine and her team.
Catherine coordinated the three councils.
Right. Yes.
So I think.
Yeah, this wouldn't happen without Catherine's input, particularly how the other councils are. I'm not saying that, but I know that it's been a real challenge.
Working coordinating.
Well, they're all really exciting opportunities for Gilda.
Nice,
you know,
the right
if we're for able to obtain them.
Taking coordinating this strategy.
Moved by Councillor Mockler and second by Councillor Mann. All those in favour?
Aye.
Move on. Quarterly budget review for the end of December 2023.
Happy to field sort of any particular questions. Do I want to do that by questions or individual questions before we talk to the whole lot, or do you want to give a summary of the whole lot?
Summary, it's pretty much as spelled out in the report. It's an improvement again this quarter on what we anticipate the budget or the end result will be. I should point out we're only halfway through the year, so things can change. But from what we see in our current, the way things are as at the 31st of December, we see an improved result again for this quarter. But, so we're happy to take any questions.
Number of obviously some major changes in there, but God, did you just want to speak to the major ones? Well, the ones that have got to kind of make it start there.
Just something clicked in my brain about fire services income. Did we miss last year's fire services income? We've only got the same 90,000. What you said from treatment we missed getting last year?
That's a hazard reduction.
Oh, the hazard reduction.
That's a hazard reduction income,
yeah. The other thing too that I did think about was in regards to income for the Aero Park subdivision. I think we're going to be travelling pretty fine to the line come the end of the financial year to have any sales acquitted. Starting to put those blocks on the market now, so I think we need to be quite cautious around that potential income. Particularly when it's $484,000 is what's budgeted.
Yeah, Yeah, that's a fair comment, noting that they probably won't be on the market until April. So it does allow 6 weeks to settle them. So
yeah.
Whether we want to look at an adjustment of that in March, or whether you want
risk process of for.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is one of those things. What's the right way to do it? But we either look at it in March, we can scale it down now, or whether we just note that come the end of the year, there may be maybe an adjustment made.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a crystal ball thing. You don't know.
Yeah,
so.
It's the same with industrial anyway too.
Do you want to add to that?
Oh, three, Mr. Mayor, is just saying, Dave, that we'll know a lot more at the end of the third quarter, but that at that stage we also anticipated a couple of those government departments still being in the mix as well, which was fairly straightforward and fairly quick. So it could well be we're adjusting that at that third quarter, but we'll know exactly where we're at by then.
No, I've got the same concern as that. Oh, just another one. Inland rail expenses. Again, we brought that back to 197 was only today. Do we have any other expenses to come out of that, or this year?
Yeah, we've got. We're currently sort of doing the work around the temporary workforce accommodation.
All right.
So that's sort of covered off in that area. So there will be some adjustments there. As well as that starts to mature.
I just picked up a few that along the same lines, just little ones, and just wonder whether we shouldn't be making a look at whether there's some adjustments or not to be made. Like footpaths, we've got 70,000, we've spent nothing. Just there's a few like that, but my thinking, I like to see.
Comment on that?
Yeah, sorry, I just pulled up the detail.
No, it's just
the way when the QBR was done.
So I'm just thinking I'd like to see that column if there's where we're going to be at the end of the year and if there's adjustments to be made. And I think, thanks Dave for circulating the answers to the questions I gave you. So.
Question, in there, probably Darrell, page 20, real words, income expenses. It says additional income of 3.3 mil. It's come in as a regional emergency road repair fund. Any particular road classifications that relates to?
Three years there, we like the regional roads. At the moment, it's every workload that you've got on, we've just based on panel reserves at a later date.
Yeah.
And I'll be bringing the report back to council.
Thank you. I've got to leave that. Has anyone got any further questions of Guy before put his in?
Just another little one. I raised the one last quarter about the extra money for parks and gardens. And again, we've just put another $18,000 into our car parks. It's a lot extra out of our money, not grant money. We've made decisions along the lines of what Councillor Freeth has been talking about, increasing our maintenance costs. I'm just sort of cautious that we don't build it up too much without having a real good look at what the service level we're having.
Daryl can respond to that. It's in the report there, but we haven't, when custom service requests and that have been coming in, they have a need to do certain works down there. Daryl, did you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, just through you, Mr. Mayor, there's just a lot of comment on customer service requests around particularly the CWA come up, and also the rear CVD. So, of course, we've been cleaning them as required, and that's increased the expense level.
I think I'm probably talking more our money than we're going to have to find out a rate, and we're increasing that all the time. What service levels have we got?
Well, that's a conversation with the council, particularly when we're going on the green strategy around you know creating more green space and it creates some increased costs. So that's a whilst it's a benefit to the community to see more formerly maintained gardens and beautifying the town, it does come at a cost. So we do need to do some work into the future budgets as to what those service levels will be and what the expectations are of the community around service levels around that. But when we, Darryl, that street sweeping expenses, and even at the back of the shop, there's been a lot of activity there with the construction works going on there. There's just been obviously a fair bit more interesting.
Sorry, Dave. Also storms.
Yeah, storms. Great.
They go and clean it all up. And we've had quite a few over the summer. So that's the community expectation. So we go and clean it up.
The trees lose their branches and.
It's a leaf litter.
Yeah.
No further questions, councillors. Just look for a mover and a seconder there on page 28. Is there any decisions or recommendations? No changes at this point?
Oh, sorry, just the swimming pool touch pads. We've got 50,000 there, we haven't spent it. I understood they got them last year themselves. And
the swimming pool was last year, yes.
There's $50,000 there, so we're still going to spend. And we're not going to spend about 50,000.
No intention.
Now that's not a description issue. It's we're talking about the
entry.
The entry.
Yeah.
No.
Pool entry.
Yeah.
But says the touch pads.
Yeah, it could be an error on the. Not
touch pads timing and
not picking on the mate next to me, but.
Well, we haven't spent anything. And
yeah.
We haven't spent a cent against it, so.
We'll have an update on that one when we do the capital work stuff. So.
Any further questions and councillors? Do I have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Mopler, a seconder, Councillor Mudford. All those in favour?
Aye.
I'd like to welcome Councillor Batten back to the chair.
Thank you. Councillor Walker. Well, apologies, Councillor. These things happen. The next one is the quarterly operational plan review.
Excellent summary.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Were there any questions?
I've got two questions. Just in here, just in relation to page 30 at the top. It says, childcare strategy project team established, request for quotation advertised. Is any movement on that? And likewise for the community health vision, with request for quotation, just like what the state's related.
Yeah. Through you, Mr. Mayor. So that was the where we got to at the end of December quarter, Councillor Mockler. Since then, we've since engaged both consultants, and they'll be actually attending council's workshop on the 5th of March to actually commence the process of consultation.
So who were the successful suppliers?
Lakes Advisory for the healthcare, and
Insight.
For the childcare.
For the childcare. Sorry, yes, Mr. Mayor.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Lakes Advisory were the agency, consultancy agency that did the NDIS executive review. I'm very familiar with Kilbandra and have already commenced considerable work on the health strategy.
You didn't say earlier, you've got the tentative Lakes Advisory in your NDIS report.
Yes, I have.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so on page 33, there's a recommendation there that be adopted. And acknowledge the good format presented.
Yes, sir.
So that's moved by Councillor Mockler. I have a second. Councillor Walker. Any further discussion? I'll put that all over in favour. Carried. Next one is committee meetings for adoption. And the only committee meeting was the Lifestyle Board. There's some business arising there.
I know that, Mr. Mayor.
Is there anything in there that anyone want to raise?
Yeah, you can go to a question on that at page 37. I'll find my notes. There's talk about a membership issue and review terms of reference. I was wondering where that's up to.
Through
you,
Mr. Mayor.
Please, stick with it, thanks, Tom.
So it was raised with us, we have two board members that are external to our organisation, and they raised a question around whether they were actually voting members or directors on that or advisors on that board. So we've gone back to our terms of reference and we're just seeking some advice externally on that. I believe the issue was around if they are classed as board members or directors, they are legally responsible, and I think they felt more comfortable in an advisory role. We had gone out with expressions of interest for new board members, clinical governance board members. We have two, but until we clarify, two expressions of interest received, but until we clarify the membership, we might proceed.
Okay. On page 41 is the recommendation there. Where's the recommendation? Someone would like to move the recommendation that those minutes be adopted. Councillor Bunta, Councillor Mead. Put that all out in favour. The next one is reports for information notation. The state of bank balances and investment balances. The bank balances, each fund and investments. The outstanding matters from previous meetings. No, he's not in. And progress on questions for next meeting. If the nil, there's none hanging there. Development applications and detail in regard to elapsed time. And on page 48, a recommendation that those reports be noted. We want to move that way. Councillor Walker, Councillor Mudford, I'll put that all those in favour. And that ends the open section of council. Could I have someone firstly move the motion we move into closed session? Yes, the Thunder, Councillor Freeth, I'll put that all those in favour. Please carry. I would ask staff, and with the exception of Councillor, has everyone leave the meeting? Same way as the visitors.